We got seats. We got plenty of seats, plenty of room. Small little sugya, two mini sugyas that I want to discuss, and then tomorrow we're going to start a very, very big, massive sugya. So the Gemara tells us, in the middle of this Gemara talking about bittul, and then the Gemara says, andav zayinim and aleph, is it really not allowed? You can't do bittul after the shasa yisa? What are you talking about? So you do bittul when you have chametz in your house. Echad Shabbos, echad yontif. So the Gemara says, even on yontif, you're allowed to do bittul. So Shabbos, I understand what the case is. We're talking about a case where it is, where yontif falls out. Shabbos is erev yontif. So you're going to do bittul on erev yontif before the Shas Isser. Ela yontif, bas v'suruhu. But if it's yontif, and you say you can do bittul, that's already after the Shasa Isser. So the Gemara answers, Amar of Acha bar Yaakov haka b'tamid Yosef de Rabo Askinon. Seems to be superfluous information. We're talking about a case of a Talmud in front of his Rebbe. I'm not sure why we need that. V'nizkar sheish isa migulgeles b'tol beso. And he remembers now, oh yeah, I have this dough that's in my house that's rising, and now I'm stuck. I have literally a ticking time bomb in my house. Because right now it's not chametz, but it's going to become chametz. And I'm by my Rebbe. Why am I by my Rebbe?
Learning.
Because it's yontif, so where else are you going to be other than by your Rebbe? Umisyare shama tachmitz. And you're worried now about this ticking time bomb in your house. So the halacha is, umivtele mikmi de tachmitz. You're allowed to go ahead and be mevatelit on yontif. On yontif, kodim shetachmitz. And the Gemara says, they cannot be telling how Yosef betok beis hamedrash shmamina. So the case is a case we don't yet, it's not yet chametz. If it was already chametz, then it's chametz after Shasa Isser, nothing to talk about, you can't do bittul. Here it's after the Shasa Isser, but it's not yet chametz, so you can go ahead and take this Isa, this ticking time bomb, and be mevatel. You don't have to go all the way back home. You can go ahead and be Nevada. That's Gemara number one. Now, what exactly is the case? I want to just look at a few specific details over here and how this is quoted Lahalach and Shulchan Aruch. So the Rashi writes in this sugya and Dav Zayin, we're talking about an Isa Migulgeles. And Rashi says, why can't you come home? What's the problem? Why don't you just go home and deal with this problem? So Rashi says you can't go home because Emas kvod rabo. You have this important word. I want you to just hear this. Emas kvod rabo. I'm going to say it again. Emas kvod rabo. And therefore, you can't just then yachol akumbale like lafosa. You can't just get up and leave your Rebbe's house. There is a solution here. What's the solution? Get up, leave. And what can you do with this Isa? Can you burn it? No, you can't burn it. Why can't you burn it? Because it's yontif. So what can you do? You can bake it. You can bake it into matzah and eat it. That's tzorech ochel nefesh. You could solve your problem. Says that, well, kavod l'chi doesn't solve your problem, your real problem. The solution is to go home and bake it. Says Rashi, that's not an option. Why? Because emas kvod rabo. That's what Rashi writes. Now, is Rashi emas kvod rabo? Is Rashi talking about a particular mitzvah that's at stake here? I wouldn't say it's a per se mitzvah, but you're not free to do whatever you want. There is a notion of emas kvod rabo. You can't just walk away. You cannot leave. And therefore, in such a scenario where you are stuck, if you will, so now you have this option of bittul balev kodem shetach. Is that how the Rabbeinu David learns this Gemara? So if you look at Rabbeinu David does a few things. Again, some of you weren't clear why we put this Rabbeinu David in the Marmakomos, but the key point I want you to focus on Rabbeinu David is, if you look at 4 or 5 lines in, the Rabbeinu David writes as follows. So you can go back and bake it. So you have the chametz. You can't just rely on bittul. Shmuyoshev Beis HaMedrash. Lo hiskikoso livto mitamudo mishum rabo. It's not hayoholech lishchot es pisco. So Rabbeinu David is talking about, says, what are you involved in over here? You're involved in learning. You're involved in learning. He doesn't mention the concept of Amos quote Rabbah. The reason he says that is because he looks at the Gemara, and the Gemara specifically says at the end, Hayayoshev betoch Beis HaMedrash. So he's been medived from that Gemara that you're Yoshev Beis HaMedrash, you're involved in Talmud Torah, and in such a case, you don't have to go back to your house to actually bake the Issa. Good? Good? What principle is perhaps Rabbeinu David really suggesting? You're Osek Bar Mitzvah, and you're Pater Minha. Minha something. What mitzvah?
Beer.
It's not beer, really. It's not beer, but yes, there's an element, I'll call it, you're an Osek Bar Mitzvah's Talmud Torah, which somehow is poter you, poter min ha? I'm going to leave it blank here. On purpose. It's being poter you from something. From something. Again, I want to emphasize. What do you have now? What do you have now? What's at home? It's not chametz. It's a ticking time bomb. But it's not chametz. So what you want to do is you want to prevent it from blowing up. But that is not necessarily, I'm not sure that's mitzvah right now. I'm not sure.
What's the word for prevented?
It's prophylactic. It's prophylactic. Okay, one second. Now, what did Rabbeinu David do? He pointed me, he sent me to another Gemara. Where did he send me to? Rabbeinu David sends me to Daf Memtes. He is suggesting this Gemara is synergistic with the Gemara on Daf Memtes. Look at this Gemara together with that Gemara on Daf Memtes. One second. There is another thing I just want to share with you. It's in the tour, but I think I brought over here a Shulchan Aruch. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tuf Mem Dalet, Halacha Ches, but it's also in your tour. He brings down this Gemara, but look at how the Shulchan Aruch brings it down. A little bit different. Says the Mechaber, Hoysalo Isa Bebesa. Listen carefully. Vehutaru Bemakom Acher. Veyare Shema Tachmitz. Mevatlo Belibo Kodim Shetachmitz. Aval Mechmitza Ein Abita Moel Imhu Achar Zman Isura. How is the Shulchan Aruch recording this din?
It doesn't necessarily say he's busy with a mitzvah.
He's
just busy, not with a mitzvah.
Shulchan Aruch, which is the tour, says you are tarud. Tarud. What are you tarud by?
Anything.
Whatever. Your work. Your business. You got a deal. I don't know. Tarud. You're busy. And if you're busy, it is sufficient to do what? To just do bit. Interesting. So you have three shittas. Now, if I were to order these shittas in level of, shall we say, strictness. In other words, who's the most lenient sheet? That's clear. The Torah Shulchan Aruch is the most lenient sheet. That's clear the most lenient sheet. What about Rashi and the Rush? Who's more lenient? I could see why you'd say Rashi because you're not technically Osei Be'er, the mitzvah. You're not Osei B'mitzvah.
You're learning.
No, you're not learning. You're by your Rebbe, and the Rebbe's going to look at you askance. It's uncomfortable for you to leave your Rebbe.
Wouldn't the Rebbe want you to?
I don't know.
He wants you to do
but you feel that you can't just move. You can't just move. You have Amos Vod Rabo Alecha. That shackles you. Is it a halachic shackle?
No.
On the one hand, you are more shackled than, if you're learning, can you go ahead and just stop learning?
Never.
Yeah. You can stop learning and do the bittul,
and come back.
And then come back. You can stop learning. Says Rabbeinu David, you don't have to. Here you are more limited on a Kavanah Rav level, but you're not necessarily purely Osei Bar Mitzvah. We'll see that in a second. Yes, Sammy.
Well,
we say about the Rabbeinu Gever, where it's only because it's Issa Megillas, it is...
Hold on. Hold on. We'll get there. Yes.
Two things. First of all, this case seems like it's a rabbinic handcuffs to
On the contrary, the rabbis are giving you a lot of leeway. You can do bittul, and you don't have to go back home. You are very free. Actually, it's your get out of jail free card.
Don't pass. Gabe.
Also, for the Rabbeinu David, when you left the things blank, doesn't it like kind of enact a kolbihu within a kolbihu? You go from a higher level to a lower level. It's not
we'll see. I'm not ready to take an opinion on that just yet. Yes?
It seems like it would bother Chosos based on the Bezer and Aleph. Like, he says that the reason that we do Fidik in the first place is that we don't have to eat it. But if we're just doing Bittul to avoid this problem, and when we go home...
Well, again, you're not near your... When you go home, you're for sure going to have to get rid of the chametz. You'll burn it. You'll whatever. It depends. When you get home, you'll get rid of your chametz. But right now, are we requiring you to leave what you're doing, whether it's work, your Rebbe or Talmud Torah, to go and deal with your chametz? Okay. The Rabbeinu David, let me go on. Rabbeinu David sent us to the Gemara on Daf Mem Tes, suggesting that the Gemara on Daf Mem Tes is very similar, perhaps the same, as our Gemara over here. And let's take a look at that very quickly. So the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes tells us as follows. Haholech lishchor es pisco lamulas banova lechol sudas erisin bebeis chamov. The nizkar sheyesh lo chametz betok besa im yochol lachzel avar the lachzel mitzvah so yachzer v'yavar im la mevat lo belivo. Then you have to do bittul. In other words, you're osei by mitzvah. You're traveling to go ahead and fulfill the mitzvah of karban pesach, mitzvah mila, or sudas erusin. And now you realize, holy smokes, I have chametz at home. So it says the Mishnah. If you can go deal with the chametz, then come back, do so. Im lav mivat lo beliba. And then the Mishnah goes on to say, what about the lishvos shvisas harishus yachzor miyad? So the Gemara of Daf Mem Tes creates a dichotomy. You have chametz, and apparently, when are we talking about now? We're talking about on Erev. Erev Pesach in the morning, Lifnei Shasa Isser. It's Erev Pesach, and now we have three mitzvahs, Pesach, Mila, Erisin. You're involved in that, so in such a case, you can go ahead and do Bittul Balev. However, if you're involved in what is called Shvisas HaRishus, then what's the halacha? Then Chozer Miyah.
How do you define Shvisas HaRishus?
That's what I want to define. How do we define Shvisas HaRishus? So comes on Rashi. And Rashi on the spot, Shvisas HaRishus says, Shahaya Holech Lahachshich Al Hatkum Likno Shvisas Shom Kedei Shelom Misham Ulahalon Al Pai Lelech Lamochar Shom Ledabar HaRishus Yachzer Miyah. In other words, we have a din of Tchum Shabbos. Tchum Shabbos allows you to walk how far outside the city? 2,000 amos outside the city. Can you extend those 2,000 amos?
Yes,
you can. By doing what? By being Kone Shvisa, by making an Erev Tchumin, be Kone Shvisa outside of the city. So, for example, your city's over here. It gives you 2,000 amos in each direction. But you want to walk 4,000 amos east. If you want to walk 4,000 amos east on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, you make for yourself a Makom Shvisa. 2,000 amos east, that becomes your domicile for Shabbos. That gives you 2,000 amos east from that point. You lose your 2,000 amos west, but you still have your 2,000 amos east. Good? So now you have a major, 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 major basketball tournament. Motzei Shabbos Kodesh, 4,000 amos east. And you're not going to be able to make it if you leave right after Shabbos is over. So you want to go ahead and be machshich al atchum. You make yourself a shvisa over here so that Erev Shabbos you can get out there. And then you can get on your way. Make sure you can get to your place you want to get to at the proper time right before tip-off. So says Rashi, you're involved in setting up this shvisas. Is that a shvisas harishus or shvisas mitzvah? That's shvisas rishus. And now you realize, holy smokes, I have chametz at home. Do I have to go ahead and leave this endeavor in order to deal with my chametz at home? Says Rashi?
Yes.
Absolutely. However, if your shvisa that you're involved in is not shvisas harishus, but shvisas mitzvah, kick on. you want to go visit an avel, you want to go to a wedding, you want to go lishcho, that's pischo, you're involved in some kind of mitzvah-like activity, in such a case, what's the halacha? Mivatlo be? Billy.
Isn't it shot in the Gemara that it's a question of whether or not you're also a mitzvah or not?
Yes. This Gemara is a pure osik. This Gemara is dealing with osik b'mitzvah, mitzvah, and Rashi makes very clear. In order to be a shvisas harashus, what qualifies as shvisas harashus? Rashus. In other words, according to Rashi, shvisas harashus sounds obvious. Is rashus. If it's mitzvah, then what can you do? Mevatlo be
beli.
You take a look at the Rush, however, and the Rush paints a slightly different picture, but I think it's very, very significant. What is the position of the Rush? The Rush is found in the third parak of Maseches Pesachim, Simin Ches. And the Rush here writes, he quotes Rashi, and he says, Rashi is one problem with Rashi. It's against the halacha. He time is it's against halacha. Because are you allowed to make a shvisa, a tchum, ledavar harashus?
No.
The Rush assumes that you can only make a tchumin, litzorech, mitzvah. There's a shir you want to get to, there's a bris mila you need to get to, there's a carbon pesach, then you can make an Erev Tchumen. But you can't make an Erev Tchumen just to get to your basketball game. We do not allow you to do that. So he says the Pshat and Rashi is against the halach. So then what's the difference between Shvisas HaRishus and Shvisas Mitzvah? So the Rosh says something amazing. You know what Shvisas HaRishus is? Wow. Shvisas HaRishus is setting up an Erev Tchumen to go visit your Rebbe. To go learn Torah. Wow. Shvisas HaRishus is HaHolek Eitzel Rabo Eitzel Mishagad Menei B'Chochma. And what's Shvisas Mitzvah? Karben Pesach, Bris Mila, etc. So if you look at the Rush explains that, let's see, when do you have to be Chozim Iyad? That's talking about Rabo, Chochma, Talmud Torah. And then, but if it's a Shvisa for the sake of Pesach, Mila, etc., then you are allowed to do so. So, again, I just want to make a few comments over here, which I think, just to put this into a degree of perspective. So, Rabosai, let's start with let's start with the Rush. According to the Rush, what is the underlying Yesod of the Gemara Daf Mem Tes? What is the Yesod of the Gemara Daf Mem Tes? When is it that you can rely on Bittul Balev? And when must you be Chozer? There's a clear theme over here. What is that theme? Five words? Osei B'mitzvah, Potter Min HaMitzvah. That is the core theme. Osei B'mitzvah, Potter Min HaMitzvah. When you're involved in mitzvah, you're exempt from mitzvah. However, there is a qualification to that rule, says the Rush. There is one mitzvah where we do not apply the normal parameter of osa mitzvah, other than a mitzvah, which is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And it's ironic, but perhaps not. Talmud Torah is keneged kula. It is the mother of all mitzvahs. Nevertheless, we do not invoke the principle of osim mitzvah ben mitzvah when it comes to mitzvahs Talmud Torah. Why, says the Rush? But I want to lump this size a little bit. Why, Avi? Before you get to that, what does the Rush say? Rush quotes Yishami and says, what does Yishami say? Because what's the whole purpose of Limud HaTorah? The purpose of Limud is to maybe Liday Mice. So to have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah that will what? will exempt me from Kiyama Mitzvos is essentially antithetical to what Talmud Torah is all about. Talmud Torah has to be, has to service Kiyama Mitzvos. Perhaps just adding Avi's idea is, since the nature of Talmud Torah is so all-encompassing, V'kisabo yomon v'alayla, the famous Gemara in Sanhedrin, where Talmud asks the Rebbe, can I study Chachma Yevonis? And he says, no problem. And the Rebbe says, and the Talmud says, great. And he says, just find a time that's not yom and it's not layla. And that's when you can go ahead and stick in your Chachma Yevonis. In other words, the mitzvah Talmud Torah is pervasive. Since it's pervasive, it has to accommodate Kiyama Mitzvos. And as a result, more than just accommodate, the nature of Talmud Torah is it has to be Mevili De Maisa. And as a result, when it's a balance of Talmud Torah versus a mitzvah, what is going to win? The answer is the mitzvah is going to win. So that's the premise of the Shitas Harash. That's the premise of the Shitas Harash. And one more comment before the Rabbeinu David, just I want you to notice this. Rabbeinu David argues, he basically argues, now, notice Rashi. What did Rashi say? Rashi says, Rishus, implying that let's say you were Osei B'Mitzvah Talmud Torah. You would be Pater Min HaMitzvah. And the Mitzvah Talmud Torah would exempt you from dealing with your Chametz, because though, I think it's important to say this, because you have an option in dealing with your Chametz. What's your option? Bittul Balev. So you have the option, therefore you don't have to go for the most ideal way of dealing with your Chametz. You can go with a secondary way, because Talmud Torah will be doche the mitzvah of bedikas chametz. The Talmud Torah derives me doche your bedikas chametz derabbanan. That's Rashi. Now notice again, I just want to emphasize Rabbeinu David. What did Rabbeinu David do over here? What did he do? He essentially said this is all one. It's one sugya. He sent us from this sugya to the sugya over here. And notice Rabbeinu David is talking about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and I wrote over here, also if it's Talmud Torah, Pata Mina. I wrote something, but I'm going to fill it in now. I think according to Rabbeinu David, it's Pata Minha Mitzvahs Beer. It's Pata Min Mitzvahs Beer. And it's all one package sugi. But now I'm going to take this away for a second. According to Rashi, and perhaps, not perhaps, for sure the tour, is this one or two sugyas? It's for sure two sugyas. And what is the fundamental difference between these two sugyas? What? What's not chametz? Here, it is Pesach. It's Yontif. But do you have a shame chametz? There's no heftza of chametz. Not yet. So there's no heftza of chametz. Do you have any formal chiyuvim right now? You don't have any formal chiyuvim because you don't yet have a shame chametz. Over here, what do you have? It is zman beer. It's the morning of Yedalit. Now it's the Zman HaBir. It is the Zman HaBir. You have a Shem Chametz. If you have a Shem Chametz, now you have to, now you're in a class situation, we have to negotiate the mitzvah at hand versus the Bir Chametz. So how do you negotiate? So again, the Rosh says, Talmud Torah takes a back seat to Bir Chametz. Other mitzvahs take a front seat, because now you can just do Bittul. Rashi says, any mitzvah takes a front seat. But again, when it comes to an Issa Migul Getlas, it's a totally separate sugya, according to these Rishonim. Why is it a separate sugya? Because there's no shame chametz. And everything you are doing is prophylactic. But your prophylactic activity is very, very significant because you have a ticking time bomb. And in such a scenario, you have to do something. So again, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch and Torah say you can even be, it's enough even if you're what? If you're what? If you're just Torah. If you're just Torah, that's enough to enable you just to do Bittul. Why is that enough? Because, are we in an Osik Mitzvah Ben HaMitzvah Sukkia?
No.
No, why? Because you don't yet have a Cheftza Shel Chametz. You hear this?
No.
Again, I'm going to summarize in one more sense. Again, so I think what's going on over here is you have two broad approaches over here. Approach number one is Rabbeinu David. And Rabbeinu David essentially says this is all one sugya, and it's a sugya also been to Pata Mitzvah. And according to Rabbeinu David, the mitzvah Talmud Torah is sufficient to be doche, the mitzvah of beer, and you could just rely on bittul. That's the Rabbeinu David's approach. According to Rashi, you have two very, very, Rashi, the Rosh, everyone else, you have two clear and distinct sugyas, but with nuances in each sugya. According to Rashi and the Rosh, in the sugya and the Zayin, in the sugya the Torah, there's no shame chametz yet. So you're not in the world of Osu Mitzvah Ben HaMitzvah, you are merely in the world of, now I'm busy with something, whether it's Kavod HaRab, or whether it's being Torah, whatever, with business. Now, do I have to negotiate this time bomb? Do I have to deal with it on a beer level? And says the Gemara, you do not have to. You can go ahead. It's sufficient to go ahead and merely do bittul. Lefi Rashi. And certainly Lefi Hatur. According to the Sugya Daf Mem Tes, we're in an Osei Mitzvah Padven HaMitzvah Sugya, and now there's a detail of how does Talmud Torah fit into that Osei Mitzvah Padven HaMitzvah world. According to the Rosh, it does not. In other words, your Talmud Torah is not doka. That's called the Davar HaRashus. By the way, what does the word Davar HaRashus mean? What does Davar HaRashus mean? We always translate it as voluntary option. It's a wrong translation. It's a wrong translation. And that's the famous Tosis in Masechus Brachos Daf Chav Zayin. You remember last night, Yidav Marv?
Yeah.
Yidav Marv, hopefully. Why did Yidav Marv? Marv is only a... Rishus. If you didn't daven marv, would you have to daven tashlumin for shachris?
Yeah.
Yes, you would. If you didn't daven marv with Yalav Yavah on Leil Rosh Chodesh,
you
don't repeat. Why not? Not because it's a rishus, because ein mekachas achodesh ba. I thought marv is a rishus. What does rishus mean? Doesn't mean voluntary. Tosa says what it means is vis-a-vis other mitzvos. It's on a lower level. But it's a chiyuv. Just a lower level chiyuv. That's exactly, if you saw what the Rosh says on Daf Mem Tes, it's exactly what the Rosh is saying. The Rosh is saying that Talmud Torah, vis-a-vis Pesach, Mil, etc., is a reshus. Because it has to accommodate other asiyas ha-mitzvos. But it is fundamentally and in principle it's a chiyuv, but it's a lower level because it has to accommodate other activities. Okay, Adkan, first part of Shir. Quickly, Natani.
Why for the Rush and also for the Rabbeinu David, does Osu Mitzvah Padven HaMitzvah only extend for beer and not for Mitzvah Lev? Why do you stop doing Mitzvah Lev if you're Osu Mitzvah Padven HaMitzvah?
Because I have Isurim at play. Now, Osu Mitzvah exempts him from Mitzvah Saseh.
Why is Bittul not a Mitzvah Saseh?
Like, Bittul is a... In other words, I can't have chametz in my rishus. I have Isurim involved. So, you know, if I don't do that, I'm going to violate the Aveira, the Lo Ta'aseh Ba'ayu Abay Matzah. And because of Isurim, so Osu Mitzvah is not going to... If you're Osu Mitzvah, does that mean now you can eat treif while you're doing chesed for some old lady? While you're doing that, you can eat treif? No. Osu Mitzvah, Padman HaMitzvah, exempts you from Mitzvah Saseh, but it doesn't enable you to violate Lo Ta'aseh.
Sammy?
Your question is a good one, but I'm focusing on, the way I'm understanding Rashi is emas kvod rabo. In other words, what's shackling him is not the mitzvah of kavod harav, but some kind of fear that he has of his Rebbe. I can't just walk away from my Rebbe now.
I
agree. There's a mitzvah of kibbutz rav and kibbutz av and all of that. But I'm saying what's binding him to this, his seat right now, is an ema. Is a fear. I can't leave. I'm stuck here. That it's an. It's not a. It's not coming from a place of mitzvah. It's coming from a place of.
Psychologically. No, it's not.
I'm calling it a. I'll call it some kind of meta mitzvah. It's a meta mitzvah, but it's not a particular formal ma'aseh mitzvah. Okay, Rabos, I want to move on. I really want to move on. Nachi, I really want to move on.
Don't we say that?
There is a shita based on the practices of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. That person is Toros Omenos and is like all day long learning, all day long, so he's exempt from Kriyat Shema. And Yishalmi says that because his learning is his Chabos Olmachus Shamayim. So it doesn't necessarily mean he's exempt from all tefillah, but he's exempt from Kriyat Shema because just like Kriyat Shema is Olmachus Shamayim, so his Talmud Torah.
Even that's an example.
In other words, there it's because, again, it's the same thing. In other words, Kriyat Shema and Talmud Torah are essentially geared in the same way. Yes, Mr. Rubinov. Talmud Torah.
Against what?
Against the mitzvah of Bir Chametz. So he's, I mean, an Arab, in other words, Ne'isa Migul Gelis. So he's gonna have to argue that you project. Because right now in a Hanami, there's no Chetza, there's no Shem Chametz, but it's projecting a Shem Chametz. So this Isa is projecting the mitzvah of Bittur. And therefore, it already. You know, in Yiddish, the bit that lived in the Issa, it's lying in there. It's dormant, but it's gonna arise, and therefore, it would still be an Osik mitzvah phenomenon. Okay, that's a good comment. Yes.
It says that if you're learning, you don't have to daven. The Yisman Tefila.
No, I don't think so. Okay, gentlemen, let us. I want to deal with the Rambam. Okay, there's a very, very interesting Rambam. Please open up your Rambams. The Rambam is found in 310. 310. 39? 310. I'm going to go with 3. Yeah, let's do, we're going to do 310. 310. Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud in the Rambam. Okay. Strange Rambam. So the Rambam is dealing with our Gemara. Mishi niach isa migulgeles. Bitom beso. Siave rising isa. Viyotza. Goes out. Venizkar achashiyotza. Now he remembers. Vuhu yosev lifne rabo. He's by his Rebbe. Vahaya yore shematachmitz kodim shiyava. And now he's worried that chimutz might take place before he gets home. Hareze mevatla. So you got to do bittul. Belibo. Aval in hichmitza in a bittul moaklum. If it's already chametz, bittul doesn't help. El kvar avar alo yirov lo yimotze. You already violated by Rabbi Motze. And then he says v'chayav levayer miyad kishiyatzu lebeso. And the second you get home, what do you have to do?
You have to burn it.
You have to do beer chametz. You have to burn your chametz. So what is curious about this formulation of the Rambam? Yeah!
Seemingly once you were mevatla, why would you need to run? The first thing you do when you get home is burn it.
Well, let's read that again. Yivale bar Rabbi Motzei, v'chayav leva'er miyad kishiyachzor lebeiso.
You don't have to return immediately.
Do you have to get home with any sense of alacrity?
No, you just chill.
The Rambam seems to be very, very casual.
You
did bittul. Good. You did bittul. No, you didn't do bittul. Sorry.
You didn't do
bittul. It's too late. It's too late. You have not a ticking time bomb. But it's a bomb. And the bomb essentially has blown up and there is radioactive material. that is permeating.
Rather than saying not.
Yes, there is.
No, it was. It already blew up.
It already did its damage.
It's radioactive.
Yeah,
it's not radioactive.
And then he says, he says, Mikishiyad Zarlabeso. When you get home, you'll deal with it.
Why is it trouble? Yeah, it already exploded. It doesn't link up.
What happened?
You already were overbought. Your eyes, you can't do it all the time.
So, okay. So Akiva suggests a pshat. It's a tough pshat, but it may be it's a pshat. Open up for a second, please. Your Gemara's Tetosis on Daf Chof Chesem Aleph. Dibur HaMaskil V'chametz Harehu V'chametz Harehu. Yeah, there's a Tosis there. So the Gemara, you might recall, we saw this Gemara a long time ago. But the Gemara wants to argue, how do I know I have to beer chametz dafka? Rav Yehuda says, Sreifa dafka. He learns out of Kal V'chomer from?
Nosar.
Just like Nosar, he left over Basar Karban. What do you have to do to it? You have to burn it. So too, Chametz, you have to, Kol Shekein, you have to burn. Now, and that's a Kal V'chomer. So look at Tosas, V'omer Ri, four lines in. The Omer read, Mikomak on Nire de Ovid Shapir Kal V'chomer de Nosar. Nosar Eino Bebal Yeroe, which means what? Dmiyad Shahosir, once you leave over the Basar Karban, over, Yevalet the Isser. You left over, you didn't eat the Basar, the Isser is violated. Now, is the Isser a perpetuating Isser, that every second that you don't deal with the Nosar, more Isser and more Isser and more Isser?
No.
You're over once, V'shuv Eino over. Aval Chametz, Afilu La'acha Shahosir, Over Bechol Sha'a Bebal Yirah. Why is chametz more chomer than Nosar? That you can make a Kal V'chomer from Nosar to chametz?
It's radioactive.
Because chametz is radioactive. Which means what?
You have to get rid of it.
Every second that you persist with your chametz, what's the halacha? It's a new issa. So comes on Akiva, and Akiva wants to argue against the Bali Atosis, which he can. He wants to argue that according to the vision of the Rambam, Bayobai Motze is essentially is a one-time Isser. And therefore, once you violate the Isser, is there any rush to get home?
No.
Now, Kishayash, Chodor Lebeso, you have to burn your chametz?
Yeah.
Sure you do. Why?
New Isser?
Why?
Is it a new Isser once you get close to it?
Either because of Shema Yavala Achlo, or perhaps, now that you are re-engaged with the chametz, so now you're back into the world of I'll call it a Lohi Matzeh. And therefore now it is radioactivated. And therefore has to be dealt with. But what Akiva wants to argue, which is a tremendous chiddush, is that according to the Rambam Shita, there is no rush because once you violate it, you violate. Okay. Yafe. Now, I want to share with you two more ideas. One we've seen before. And take a look, just you're already open in Tosis, just turn the page. To Gaf Chaf Tes Amud Beis. Turn the page twice. Tosis Dimasa Rabashi. All the way to the end of the Tosis. So Tosis writes four lines up from the bottom. Umikan mochiach ri shahamashe chametz ba Pesach. If you leave chametz over on Pesach, v'da'ato levaro. What does that mean?
You're going to get rid of it.
Your das is to get rid of it. Eino over ba'oso shehiya. So while you're bimasha almanas levaro, there's no issur in the shehiya. Why? Skip to the last line. Elavadai lo avar v'taima mishum lo yera'eh mitak la'aseh ulekach eina over kishemivaro lebasof. Bali Rabbi Motzeh is what kind of iser? Labanitak la'aseh. What's the aseh? Tashbisu. Tashbisu cures the lotaseh. So I delayed a little bit. But I know I'm going to do the tashbisu. Once I do the tashbisu, what happens to my lotase? It's cured. So am I over by Rabbi Motzeh? No. So maybe that pshat in the Rambam. Kishiyasu lebeisa. You'll deal with it. You don't have to rush home. The whole thing is a lav nitach la'aseh. When you get home, whenever it is, then you'll do tashbisu. No problem. How do you feel about that approach in the Rambam?
Not so much.
Since you're able,
you know why not so much? Because the Rambam Perek Av Halacha Gimel.
Oh, I was going to say there's a difference between the idea of the boy and the other case is not necessarily that.
But what's the rye from one Gimel, 1-3? That's correct. What are you saying? So say that. According to the Rambam, is by Rabbi Matzeh Lavanit Laseh? No. How do I know that?
Because there's no action. So.
Do you get Malkus for by Rabbi according to the Rambam? Hello? You can. And the reason you don't get Malkus in normal case is Lashima Maisa, but you can get Malkus. He holds it is not a Lav Anita Klase, so that's not going to work. The last approach I want to share with you, which is one just I'm sharing because I want to get Samuel all worked up, and I want to share with you a stunning Prima Gadim. Now, the Prima Gadim deals with the following questions. And some want to argue, why is the Rambam not rushing home? What did he write? Why is the Rambam not rushing home? Where is he?
Because he's learning.
He's learning. He's by his Rebbe learning. So he is Osek Bamitzvah Hutter Min HaMitzvah. Wait a second. Tani and I were having this Shach of Itaria 20 minutes ago. He's Osek Bamitzvah, Patam and HaMitzvah. What's the other mitzvah he's going to be exempt from?
Tashbisu.
But Tashbisu is every second he's got a radioactive material, which is the Yisr of? Bal Yeroy, Bal Yimotzah. Is Bal Yeroy Motzah a lav or an aseh? It's a lav. So Osek Bamitzvah, Patam and does not apply to? Doesn't apply to lav. So look at this comment, the Prima Gadim. Just look at this comment. It's a wild, I'll read inside. So we have a concept called Osei Mitzvah Adar HaMitzvah. So an Onen, what's an Onen? Meso Muta Lefano. Does he say Kriyat Shema?
No.
Does he make brachas?
No.
Birkas HaMazon?
No.
Davin?
No.
Havdalah?
No.
Can he treif?
No.
No. Why? Because treif is?
Allah.
So he quotes a Chacham Tzvi, Davka mitzvah se poter. Ha mitzvahs lo ta'aseh chayav kishar anoshim. Uposhet. The tam tour is also mitzvah poter min ha-mitzvah. Lo laver al divrei Torah. Va'ayin Rabbeinu Yomer. Wow. The yire oinein be'ere Pesach. Mechatzos. Asay de tashbisu, over cholamoy Pesach lav de bal yiroeh, onen ein muzar olav. An onen doesn't have to worry about bal yiroeh by matzah. What? V'kol she'ein bekum ve'asei over al din Torah. Af al pi sha'over ba'yor ba'motzei v'kol sha'o eino mechuyav leva'er de'osei ba'mitzvah mipnei kvodo shomes. What's he saying?
Saying it's still radioactive.
There's still a kumase to the world process.
Meaning, how do you solve Bal Rabbi
Motzei?
Bal Rabbi Motzei is a lotase, which you solve by doing something active. Normally speaking, how do you not violate a lotase?
By not doing it.
By not eating the trick. But here you have an interesting lotase. The lotase demands of you to
do an action.
Do something. Most lotase, what do they demand of you?
Don't
do anything. What does not say demand of you?
Do something.
Do something. Ase tefillin demands of you to wear tefillin. The lotase of don't eat chazer demands of you to
not
do something. Here you have a lotase that demands of you to do something. And says the Prima Gadol, it's treated as a mitzvah saseh, therefore. When it comes to osa mitzvah batam mitzvah, it's going to be treated as a kum v'aseh, and you'll be exempt. So why, says the Rambam, you don't have to rush home from your learning, etc.? Because you're osa bar mitzvah. There's a lo taseh that's at stake, but this lotase is one that you solve via a kum v'ase ha'ol seipa mitzvah pata ben ha mitzvah. We will stop.
So why are you ever